Welcome everybody to the Michigan Trails Report. I'm your host, Tom Funk. In case you were new or just forgot, I am the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail. And I like to peruse all the various hiking Facebook pages and such and gather content for you and provide this report. And we do this monthly in the kind of off-season, which we're still kind of in, and then I'll do it every other week, and I fill in the gaps with various content I've created in the past. I'm also putting my books to podcast format, so you can actually listen to a chapter before you go on a hike, so that's pretty cool, I think. All right, so I'm fighting technology as usual. If I can get this thing to work. Yeah, you know how this is, right, guys? Anyways, while I fix it, let's thank my friend Adam for providing the music. He is a musician in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So check him out if you can. All right. Our sponsor for this podcast is Nortive 8. Nortive 8 creates quality footwear at a great price. They sponsor the podcast by supplying me with my hiking footwear. So check it out, Nortive8.com. And technology. There we go. Trail of the week. How about a hike in a local park? Well, travel deep down into southwest Michigan in Berrien County to Buchanan Township. And just west of Buchanan is Mud Lake Bog. And this is a Buchanan Township park. It is gated, but if it's shut, you just park right in front of it. And the trailhead is about 100 yards from the road. Now, this is only a 0.8-mile walk. It is mostly boardwalk, flat, and it does make a lollipop loop through, you guessed it, a bog. At times, the boardwalk may be slippery or overgrown, but still passable. Bog plants like tamarack, leatherleaf, sphagnum moss, and even pitcher plant abound here. So bogs, well, they're kind of rare this far south. But here is one right there, Berrien County. The bird life, pretty decent in the spring and fall. So are the wildflowers. So be sure to bring a flower book like Newcomb's Guide. And don't expect this to be a short time-wise walk because of all the cool stuff that usually don't see because we just don't have bogs in this part of the world. So to find it, this is on the north side of the intersection of Wells and East Elm Valley Road. It is in All Trails, so it does have maps to get you there. And from downtown Buchanan, you go west on West Front Street, turn north on Bakertown, and immediately east on East Elm Road, about 2.5 miles. And the park is on the north side of the road. All right, trail conditions and alerts. Snow reports. If you're looking for snow, there is still 6 to 12 inches in places along the shore of Lake Superior and inland. Snowmobiling is kind of rough right now. I subscribe to a lot of the snowmobiling pages, and it looks pretty sloppy. But the ski areas still have enough snow to make some cross-country skiing work. So don't expect the snow to last much longer, as you'll see in the upcoming weather report. Bug report? Yeah, bug report. I don't think I've ever done a bug report and a snow report at the same time, and I've been doing this like thing for like 2.5-3 years now. I'm getting reports of mosquitoes in the southern few tiers of counties in the Lower Peninsula, and those would be your late winter mosquitoes. Keep in mind we have something like 55 species of mosquitoes in Michigan, and they come out at different times of year, and these are your earliest ones, and guess what? We live in a state where there's a lot of mosquitoes, so we're just going to have to deal with it. As far as trail conditions, it is still mud season, especially in the middle, the northern part of the Lower Peninsula. Mountain bikers are lamenting at all the freezing and thawing, waiting for the moisture to leave their tracks. Same could be said for us hikers. If you get an overnight freeze, it is safe to hike the first thing while the ground's frozen. And this cycle is about complete in the southern lower, but it may take time for the trails to dry out in the northern lower and again in the upper peninsula as it still has snow on the ground. The ground is still frozen. Some trail alerts. Craig Lake State Park, it is going to be outright closed between May 29th and June 17th. There's some sort of Michigan Army National Guard activity going on up there. The press release said they're like building stuff and things like that. So they're doing road improvements. They're probably bringing their heavy equipment out there. So make plans for that. But you know what? May 28th to the 17th of June, not the best time to be going hiking in Craig Lake State Park since that is peak mosquito season. So they picked a good time of year to do that. Another alert is at Tequamanon. They are replacing a toilet and shower building in the campgrounds, and somehow that affects the Hemlock Loop, which is closed May 1st to at least July 1st. And the Portage Loop will reopen May 1st, but close again in September. So if you are going camping there, plan accordingly. However, Rivermouth Campground will remain open for all of 2024. All right, don't do this. So there was this asshat who was hiking with a group to the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire. And if you've ever been there, this is not a trail for the weak or weak of heart or unprepared, especially in February. Well, this 20-something jackass had more heart than brains, as although the rest of his party turned back because the conditions were getting rough, he forged ahead, made it to the top, and then called SAR for a ride back down the mountain. Well, I posted this on the Facebook page, the report by the search and rescue team, and, it was not flattering of this gentleman. So to go into my opinion on the matter, I am still of the opinion that these jackasses, yes, they should be rescued free of charge. And I've discussed why in the past. I'm not going to go into it again. However, I am of the very strong opinion that we should all insure ourselves with trip insurance, travel insurance, and in New Hampshire's case, they actually sell search and rescue insurance. What it is, it's a membership, and then if you need to be rescued, your first rescue is free, no questions asked. So it's like an ambulance membership. You get one ride. And this is kind of the same thing. Well, this fine young chap had neither. So how do we deal with these morons? I have advocated for years, about taking out trip insurance. When I travel, I take it out. And knock on wood, I've only had to use it once when I got stranded in an airport, missed my flights, and needed to find a hot and a cot. And it worked out well. When I travel to backpack and wilderness areas, I always take out evacuation insurance as well. So if a helicopter has to come get me, it is paid for. So what needs to happen is these public officials, what they need to do, rescue these chaps. Just outright rescue them, no questions asked. And if they have no insurance to cover their costs, ban them from public lands for a period of time. Trespass them. Just say, you know what? You're trespassed from national forests because you're an idiot for 5 years. Just do that. This is how conservation officers deal with slob hunters. Is they write them up, and part of their sentence is they take away their hunting privileges for a year to 5 years. So I feel we should do the same with irresponsible hikers because there sure seems to be a whole hell lot more of them now than there were, say, 10 years ago. So what say you? Put a comment on the Facebook page. Go out and over there and check out the story and make a comment. I would really, really appreciate it. And hey, trail calendar. Yes, this weekend, finally, it's here. Quiet Adventures Symposium, MSU Pavilion. from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. It's a $20 admission charge. And if your eyeballs just popped out, just look at your North Face vest you're wearing that you probably shelled out $400 for. You can afford $20. Go down there. Check out. This is an awesome event. Unfortunately, I am not going to be able to be there this year, and I'll mention that at the end here, what you can do to help with what's going on there. You can digitally download their program at quietadventures.org. The link is right on the homepage. It seems the presentations this year are heavy on the canoeing side this year, but here are some highlights that I found I think would interest some hikers. At 1 p.m., Stacy and Vince Sadowski do Wilderness Within Reach, planning your visit to North Manitou Island. So I see a lot of questions on these various hiking forums. Hey, tell me about North Manitou Island. We'll go there and see Stacy and Vince. Sue Bakula is doing Turn Right Instead, Adventuring into the Eastern Upper Peninsula. So check that out. And Dan Dewicki, After the Storm, Reopening the Boundary Waters Border Route Trail, which I have hiked. I actually did a presentation on the Border Route Trail at Quiet Adventures a number of years ago, right after we had hiked it and they just opened it up. And somewhere in my stuff, you can probably find it. Maybe I'll post it on the page, so you can read about it if you want. So check that out as well. A lot of exhibitors there this year, seems more than usual. Many chapters of the North Country Trail, friends groups for rivers, there's nature centers, there's state and national parks, there's tour companies and vendors for canoes, hiking equipment, and supplies. So check out a few of the presentations, check out the vendors. And like I said, last year I could not attend, and I made an ask for some photographers to, send me some photos, and y'all came through, and I would like to extend a similar invitation as I cannot attend again this year. So if anyone would like to take some video for me, what I'm looking for is like 1 to 3 minute interviews of whatever interests you. So if I use your video on any of my social media, I will ship you one of my books, and you can choose which one you want to have. Heck, if you get two videos, different videos that I pick, I'll send you both my books. If I use three of your videos, I'll send you both my books and a pair of broken shoelaces. How's that? Great. So if you want to do this, if it gets published, you can claim you're a professional media provider. That's pretty cool. But just reach out to me through the Facebook page if you are interested. And be sure to check out the events tab on the North Country Trail website, as the chapters will tell you if they're going to be there. But just kind of scrolling through the events here, we will kind of tell you what's going on with hikes in the month of March. Michigan Hiking and Backpack. Whoa, technology. Hey, stop it, computer. Michigan Hiking and Backpacking is having a group hike. Waterloo State Recreation Area. It's going to start at the Eddy Geological Center at 10 a.m. And that is led by Bunny. That is on, what day is that? Oh, my goodness. I didn't get the date. I think it's March 3rd. I'm going to have to double check and post that somewhere. Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, March 1st through 3rd. They're having a weekend in Paradise. Sunrise Cabins, and they're going to do a bunch of activities in the area. And again, please check out these Facebook pages. You know, I'm just putting in the date for Bunny's hike, but if you go to the page, you'll see the date. It is in March. I can tell you that much. Not much really in March. It's kind of light, but here's a few more. March 9th, Naomi King hike at the Overlook, 10 a.m. That's Hiawatha Shore to Shore in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. Harbor Springs is going to have a group hike March 2nd, 10 a.m. Robinson Road Trailhead. West Michigan chapter is going to have a monthly hike. That's March 9th at the Cannonsburg Trailhead, 10 a.m. Spirit of the Woods, monthly hike, March 2nd, 10 a.m. Do you see a pattern here? Forest Service Sawdust Hole Parking Area. Chief Noonday, a couple events for them. March 23rd is going to be a trail cleanup. They're going to meet at the Dickman Road, Brady Road, Bridges Drive Trailhead, and on March 16th is their St. Paddy's Day hike, 9:30 a.m. It says Village Hall. I assume that is Delton, because that's usually where they have their meetings. So there you go. And not only is Quiet Waters this weekend, you have Canoe Copia at the Alliance Center in Madison, Wisconsin next weekend. It is like Quiet Adventures on steroids. So if you've never been, you know, you got to make plans and go someday to check these out because they are really cool. The reservation report brought to you by MichiganTrailMaps.com. High quality maps of your many of your favorite hiking trails like Pictured Rocks, downloadable maps, and books on hiking in Michigan like mine. And if you send me some video, that is who I'm going to order the books from to send to you. So there you go. All right, Pictured Rocks reservation system open, up and running. You can book into the calendar year. Saturday of Memorial Day weekend is slim pickings. There's only 9 of the 62 sites available. I think only one of those sites has water or is on the lake. So the inland sites are available and the waterless sites are available with the exception of one. Independence Day now is slim picking, so I'll bet you when I do my next trail report, you're going to maybe have Pictured Rocks Memorial Day weekend booked, and you won't be able to make no reservations, and Independence Day may be very slim pickings are booked as well. Hurricane and 12-mile campgrounds, 6 months in advance, you got to make your reservations, or 1 month in advance, or 2 weeks in advance, so if you're interested in those, you better hover, because they are essentially booked solid 6 months out. And as I've mentioned in the past, recreation.gov has finally launched their Grand Island page. It is set up just like the Pictured Rocks page. Gobs of availability still on Grand Island. Sylvania Wilderness, also plenty of openings. And all of the above can be found on recreation.gov website or the app. And I used the website and it was working. State Park Campgrounds, MichiganReservations.com. Remember, 6 months in advance. And we have, backcountry camping. They are open for registration through the fall, and you can book 6 months out. The Porkies, plenty of room, accepting through Memorial Day weekend. Tequamanon Falls State Park backcountry, now can be mainline as well. So the thing is with Tequamanon is that there's only 3 backcountry sites, where the Porkies, there's a whole slew of them. And at Craig Lake, there's a whole slew of them as well. So there are only 3 sites. So once all 3 are full, you'll either have to hike through the park or use one of the modern campgrounds. And this is for those that are through hiking, what I'm talking about. So currently no date has all 3 sites taken, but there are a bunch in August where 2 sites are reserved. So if you're thinking on through hiking, say from the mouth of the Two Hearted down to St. Ignace, you better get on and get those reservations made. Isle Royal, no full dates for the Ranger. Isle Royal Queen has a few dates that are full, and they have a brand new reservation page. It is very easy to use, and I love it. It's way easier to use than its old page. And you know what, guys? When I was doing the prep work on this last year, oh my gosh, that page, it would take me forever to figure out what's going on. But now it's wonderful, so check it out. You can also call them. And their website is isleroyal.com. The Seaplane, you have to submit a request on their website. And Isle Royal Lodges in Rock Harbor, your SOL for the year for on the lodge and window cameras, they are all booked. All right, weather report. Marquette and Grayling, unseasonal temps in the 30s to 50s for highs and cooling off next week, but hovering around freezing. No snow in the foreseeable future. Grand Rapids, highs in the 50s and 60s with lows at or just above freezing and looks dry for the foreseeable future. So, winter is pretty much over with in the southern lower and is barely hanging on in the upper peninsula. Hey, I hear bumper music. Hey, I created a one-stop shop. It's a web page. It's a one-page web page with various stuff on it. No more looking for a pen. No more teasing you about writing down anything in dust. Just remember this, tomfunk.net. Yep, that's it. One page. That's all you have to remember. The other thing you need to do right now is click the follow button. If you don't, I will cancel your 12 Mile Beach camping reservations. Keep in mind, if you subscribe, you get the podcast the moment it's released versus me finding the time to post it on the various social media platforms when I get around to it. And again, thank you. NorTV, our sponsor. And quote to end the show, in the spring, at the end of the day, you should smell like dirt. Margaret Atwood. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next month for the trail report. In the meantime, check out all the content on the page, and I'll keep releasing it as time goes on. Thanks, guys. See you next time.